Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tells what the gospel is, how that Jesus died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal broken heart, preach deliverance to the captives, recover sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are brute. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth, is the word of faith, which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek, therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. I want to welcome everyone to this audio. I'm making it from my office in my home in Plano, Texas, the second one of the evening so far on Monday evening. I talked the last audio about me as a veterinarian and what God required of me to preach the gospel, to lead me, to minister the gospel to the poor. Thank God. And it was a trial of my integrity, a trial of my character, a trial of my emotions, a trial of every aspect of my makeup. And it was very difficult, frankly. I was 37 years of age when God had me sell everything. But a couple hours ago, I made this audio about a house in Argyle. Now, and how I fixed it up myself, repaired it, and sold it. But now I want to talk about what happened while I was there. While I was in that house, I started a home Bible study at the direction of God. And after all, I'd sold a lucrative practice, and I'd moved and obeyed God and done what he wanted. But religious spirits really began to rise up against me. One day, this certain denominational preacher at a church of 2,000 came to my house in Argyle, got out of his van, and I was working. He said, "Dr. Davidson, what brought you to Texas?" I said, "And what's your name?" He told me. I said, "Would you like to have a seat and let me tell you what brought me to Texas?" "No." He wanted to stand. I don't blame him. I'd have stood too. I said, "First of all, I was a veterinarian, still am. And God did this, did that." And he told me, and I told this preacher with a big congregation of 2,000 on Sunday morning, according to him, what God had done. Told him about the whole thing. And I told him I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. I said, and I speak in tongues. Oh, my God. Like to throw this religious devil up the wall. I said, "Would you like to speak in tongues?" "No." He started running. I bought him all the way to his van. I thought, you sucker, you. You come up to my property, and that's me, what brought me to Texas. I was brought back to Texas. Now, you're going to hear what I have to say. He got in his van and ran away. Chicken, big time chicken. I laughed, and about 6 weeks later, a young man rode his motorcycle into my driveway, knocked on the door, rang the doorbell, actually, and I answered, and he said, "Are you Dr. Mason?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I'm here. I want to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost." I said, "You want to do what?" "I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost." I said, "Who are you?" He told me he was a youth pastor with that very big shot preacher. I said, "Well, come on in." And I prayed for him, and off he went, speaking in tongues. He goes back and tells big shot preacher. He speaks in tongues, and he gets kicked out. The camp of big shot preacher, that's the best thing ever happened to him. He said, "Were you bothered?" "Are you kidding? Was I going to be bothered by someone that hated God, hated the Word of God?" No. So I had a Bible study in my home. Many people came. Billy Graham's front man came one night. And, his name was Tim. And I taught on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And after I got through, this young man stayed around. He said, "Dr. Davidson, I've heard many people teach on a baptism in the Holy Spirit, but I never heard anyone do it as clear as you have." I said, "Well, thank you. Would you like baptism in the Holy Spirit?" "Oh, no." He was afraid. "You religious people, you religious preachers, you've lied to your people. You lied to congregations." Later, a few years later, this young man got baptized in the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues. Get that? Hallelujah. So, at a Bible study in my home, all the time that I was fixing up the foundation of my house, I overcame one obstacle after another. I was a member of Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship International, Denton Chapter. Thank God I attended that. I went to Kenneth Hagin meetings. I went to Bob Nichols meetings. I went to Kenneth Copeland meetings. I went to Jerry Savelle meetings. I went to Derek Prince meetings. Bob Mumford. God, who knows how many I didn't go to. I went to everybody that thought they could preach. But one of the best one I ever went to was a man named Ben Sweat. Oh, God. Ben Sweat threw me almost out of the room. He was talking about, he knew a man that was in the back of a tire shop up in northern Illinois, and it was a hot day. He was lying in that throwaway tire room, drunk, and a rich Jew came in and saved him. My God, got my attention. A rich Jew. And then Ben Sweat said that rich Jew was Jesus. I said, "Oh, he was rich." That blew me away. That changed my whole life. Thank God for Ben Sweat. I thank God for you corrupt preachers too. But I thank God for Ben Sweat. I'm sure he's with Jesus this very night. Thank God. Amen. So, a lot of fun in those days, checking all you unbelievers out. What's incredible? I got 4 preachers of 1 denomination. after me. Oh, they hated me. They said, you have to submit to one of us. I said, what for? What would I submit to you for? What have you done that I haven't? Well, they hadn't done anything. All four of those preachers lost their ministries. In the Metroplex, a couple of them were big time preachers. Look them up. One's in Rockwall. Yeah, go ahead. Look them up, all of you blind people that follow them. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, during that period, I was wrestling with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Bob Nichols Ministries, Derek Prince Ministries, Bob Bumpers, Bobby Cavender, God, who else? I don't even remember. And I don't care. But you know what? Jesus was in the midst of me, in my heart, and I was anointed of God. In 1977, I overcame Argyle and all the wicked spirits that tried to destroy me and went back to McKinney, Texas, where I had sold 121 Veterinary Hospital, January 2, 1970. Here I am today. Are you surprised, devil? Well, I'm not, because I serve the living God. God bless you. Good night. Darrell Davidson, from his office, Plano, Texas.